one of the most important and certainly one of the most tragic conclusions that can be drawn from this book is that by March 1976, the political leaders in Northern Ireland who actually held religious or ideological objections to the concept of power sharing in Northern Ireland were in a very small minority indeed. Nevertheless, the chance was gone. The power sharing arrangements had been extinguished. And as you know, it was decades before we got a second chance, and history began to repeat itself through the Good Friday Agreement. The reason or reasons that power sharing failed in the mid-70s was not simply because it was destroyed by the array of Republican and loyalist paramilitary forces that sought to undermine it through unconstitutional methods and violence, or the unionist politicians who principally opposed its chief executive, Brian Faulkner. The contradictory interpretations of the merits and the demerits of power sharing that different parties to the conflict held fundamentally undermined its chances of success